Everyone has their own unique views and needs when it comes to financial success. If you'd like to leave your financial woes behind and live a life of financial freedom, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Saving with Steve Show, hosted by Steve Sexton. The show will help you with the ins and outs of money. We talk about financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars and keeping you up at night. We talk about money, tax reduction, saving more, spending less, 401ks, risk management, retirement, and everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. Now, here is your host of Saving with Steve, Steve Sexton, on UK Health Radio.
Hello, welcome to the Saving with Steve show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money, pretty much everything under the sun relates to you having a happier, healthier relationship with money. Hey, I want to thank you for joining us today. If you want to see more, you can always go to savingwithsteve.us and get all the episodes, background, guest gifts, the whole shot. And I also want to thank you for sharing it with your friends and family. We just exceeded 700,000 listeners, so we're very excited about that. Today, we're going to be talking about the state of retirement, but from a perspective of how to update your budget with inflation, because that's a biggie. But we also have something that's important to understand, and I think it's important to say up front, and then I'm going to introduce our guest. Now, we have seen inflation here in the States at 7%. In other countries, it's even higher, whether it be Canada, the UK, or Europe. 2022 here in the States is 6.5. 2023, it's over 4.4. So we had an 18% increase in the cost of living just in the last 3 years. And on top of that, because the Fed interest rate increases, we're seeing mortgages here in the States 6.5-7%. Other places a lot higher. Auto loans 7-10%. Credit cards 18-24%. Many people are struggling, whether it be U.S., Canada, U.K., or Europe. And you know what? We're in luck. We have Candace Bach Friesen. She's going to help us through it all. Candace is a well-respected speaker. She's a certified money coach, top-performing realtor, real estate investor, business coach. She's from Winnipeg, Canada. Candace is constantly trying to help people find a healthy way to deal with money and not be afraid of it. As you know, a lot of people think the world puts it that way. It's not as scary as you might think. And that's why we're happy to have Candace here. So Candace, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
Now, I do have a question. Winnipeg, Canada. I have relatives in Canada. So what's the temperature over there today?
Well, we're in Celsius. So today's 23. It's a nice sunny day, not too hot, but we definitely have the extremes. We've got hot Florida temperature all the way to, of course, minus 30 when people don't like to go outside too much.
I'm actually sunny California, and you know, the wine area is just above San Diego. Our temperature is actually lower than yours, because when you said 23, that works out to about 76 degrees. We're not even 76. We're like 60 something. It's misty like an English winter. We're full June gloom compared to you. So good for you. What I really would love is for you to share a little bit of your background, because whatever somebody does, there's something that drives them to that, that makes it their thing. So tell us a little bit about you.
I was always kind of interested in money, I think, and business, because my parents and grandparents were entrepreneurs. So that was just part of life, I think. And when you grow up, you don't really know or appreciate that. But I think that it's given me an edge as an adult now, because you learn a lot of lessons just around the dinner table, right? And you hear the struggles and you hear the bad and the good, right? And so, and then my grandparents were really influential in my life, and they came as refugees after World War II with nothing. And so it was always very forward focused. That was what we were taught as kids, you know, like we've worked hard and developed, you know, a life in Canada because we're out working for you guys. Like it was always thinking two generations ahead, right? So that was kind of a bit of my background. My aunt was the only person in our family at that point, because almost everyone was entrepreneurs, who had gone to university, and she was an accountant. And so I thought, yeah, I'm good with numbers. I think I'll become an accountant too. So I got my Bachelor of Commerce and ended up getting into business, I think, because it's in the genes. So yeah, so long story short, I have been a realtor for 16 years, and sort of halfway through that, I started doing some money coaching, because people are like, hey, we're done with the real estate part of things here, but you seem to know stuff about money. So can we talk about, you know, whatever topic it is? And you get to know people really well during a real estate transaction. It's a very trusted process. And a lot of times people are going through really tough stuff. You know, you're selling because of divorce, you're selling because of death, or, you know, mom's going to a home, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. So that's just kind of how that evolved. Amongst a few other things I do, that's kind of the stuff that takes up most of my time.
One of the nice things about our platform is we go to our listener base and say, hey, this is who we're going to talk about. Here's some of the things they talk about. The first question is how to approach money struggles with a healthy attitude, because a lot of people just don't, because they're scared about it. They're worried about having it at the end of the month. And in many cases, they just don't know what to do.
Yeah.
So help us walk through that, if you would.
Yeah, I think the first step is just acknowledging like that everybody has struggles. Like, I think I read a stat once that 4 out of 5 people have had some type of money struggle in their life. Like, pretty much everybody has, right? And maybe you're not struggling right now, but you did when you were young. A lot of times people do make dumb mistakes, right? And then they kind of have to learn and get past maybe debt they took on that they shouldn't have. And the other thing is that most people didn't learn about this in school. And if your parents didn't talk about it, which is also common, nobody talks about money. That's why shows like this are so important. Then, of course, we're going to make mistakes because we weren't taught, right? And so the main thing to consider is that you're not alone in this. And so don't worry if you've screwed up. The thing to focus on is that you can always improve and you can always get better. So one of the things that I think people struggle with nowadays most is that there's no purpose, there's no why. People really don't take enough time to think about that. And a lot of our money decisions are made emotionally. So we know the wise thing to do, but we tend to make emotional decisions. And so if you really know why you're driven, you know, just like my example with my grandparents, they were driven to give us a better future. And so that was her driving force for everything she did. That's why they saved a lot of money. That's why they made the investments they did. It was all future focused. And so it doesn't matter what it is. It could be that you want to retire early. It could be that you want to have 5 sports cars in your garage. But if you know what your why is, that's what will really drive your money decisions.
That's wonderful. There's many people that we speak with that are outside the show that when we have that conversation, like, okay, so I see you're in a coffee shop is a big thing. So they go to the coffee shop. Well, it's a social environment. And they go there once a day and they're buying a pastry and a coffee. And that's $10. And they keep doing that. In fact, when things get more stressful, they do it twice a day.
Right.
So when you get to realize, yeah, you just spent $600 this month on going to a coffee shop. Is that something that makes sense? How can you reduce that? So I totally get that. That's that emotional side of it. The other part is if you have an understanding of what's important to you, you start saying, okay, do I really need to spend it on that?
Right.
That they can, you can take control of your decisions and say, you know what? Okay, I'll spend $100 on that. The other $500 I'm going to save so I don't have to work in another 20 years.
Exactly.
Let's talk a little bit about budgeting, how people should go about setting that up. But before we do that, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with some more Saving with Steve and Candace here, and she's going to be helping us through it. So we'll be right back. See you in a few moments.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve show on UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
Stop suffering with pet-related allergies when near dogs and cats. Great news, you can feel safe around pets with Nasal Guard for pet lovers. Nasal Guard topical gel blocks pet dander, hair, and dust mites from entering your nasal passages. Try Nasal Guard for pet lovers today. Visit Amazon or nasalguard.co.uk to learn more about Nasal Guard spray and gel products. Again, that's nasalguard.co.uk.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad,
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton, on UK Health Radio.
Hey, welcome back to the Saving with Steve show, where we're talking about the ins and outs of money. I just want to remind you all the replays are available on savingwithsteve.us. If you're enjoying the stories of helpful information and insight on Saving with Steve, I encourage you to go subscribe to our YouTube channel. Never miss a show. You can check out a few of our affiliates at UK Health Radio, BBS Radio, Talk Radio New York City, E360 TV, Las Vegas TV Networks. All these networks are dedicated to empowering you to solve problems, uplift your spirit, and live a life of personal and financial freedom. You can also follow us at Saving with Steve Sexton on Facebook. You can always go to the website at savingwithsteve.us. Now, we have Candace Bach-Friesen. One of the big things that we want to discuss is budgeting. Many people say, okay, I can create a budget, but they really don't do this properly. And there's not a science to it. It's just a process. And if it's done properly, you can make a big difference in your life. So help us walk through that budgeting piece, Candace.
Yeah. So for everybody who's still tuned in after you said we're going to be talking about budgeting, Steve, here we go. Because most people hear the word budget, they go,
ugh. Either that or they're already snoring.
Yeah, exactly.
So 10 seconds, they're asleep. So thank God you don't listen to this at night. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, I think the first thing to think about is let's just call it a plan. Like literally the word budget makes people cringe. It makes them get stressed out. So just call it a plan and a money plan, right? So from Canada where I am, if I'm driving to Florida, I need a plan before I'm going to leave, right? I need to figure out where I'm staying, how much money I need, which route I'm taking, right? I don't just get in my car and leave. So it's the same with money, right? The more that we can plan for things, the more that we can think through our money, the better the results we're going to have. And so if you really just simplify it to that, I think that that doesn't make it so overwhelming for people. So if you have a plan and you stick to it the best that you can, then you're going to get great results. Acknowledge that, again, we make emotional decisions. So you might see, you know, a great deal and go blow a whole bunch of money that you shouldn't have made, that you shouldn't have spent, and a decision maybe that you shouldn't have made. But, you know, we all make these decisions. So it's just about getting back on track and starting from the next day as, you know, today I'm going to do a better job than I did yesterday. Forgiving yourself when we do things that maybe we shouldn't do, you know, in quotes, shouldn't do. But the more, again, that we can commit to that, the better we do. And, you know, I often compare it to eating healthy because that's something people relate to. Yeah, maybe I'm going to have too much dessert one day, but that doesn't mean my whole life's ruined. The next day, I could just get back on eating healthy again and trying again to do my best.
basically, what you're saying is everybody has a budget. Nobody's going to be perfect. It's just the way it is. And yeah, everybody's going to get on and off that wagon, so to speak. But the key is to try and do the best you can. The other part is it important? Obviously, you write down the mortgage, the costs for insurance for the home, the taxes, the utilities, and then every little thing you spend. How detailed should it be?
Yeah, you really should be trying to account for every dollar as much as you can, because it's too easy to say, well, I'm just going to pay attention to the big things. Well, those are important, but it's easy, again, like you said, to blow $600 in a coffee shop buying the small things. So I think there's a saying, small leaks sink ships, right? So it's the, those small ways that we spend money that can cause us to really get off track sometimes. But again, I don't like to say, well, never drink a coffee and, you know, heat your house, you know, at 15 degrees and eat craft dinner because you got to save money. Like, you know, we still have to live, right? But it's really just looking at prioritizing, you know, what is most important right now and working towards that goal and recognizing everybody has to give up something. You know, we can't have it all either.
Should people be looking at different ways to reduce their spending? And I'm not saying, for example, people have cell phones. There's multiple carriers. We could probably find somebody who charges us less and get the same plan. Or if we've got auto insurance, is there a way we can check around and see if we can lower that cost? Nobody wants to freeze during the wintertime or overheat during the summer. So setting the thermostat, which really isn't going to change all that much from a cost standpoint. For example, there's so many streaming apps. Every time I do a budgeting or something like this, I always go look at our budget. And my wife loves the little streaming things. And like, we have four of them. And I'm like, do you ever use that one? Oh no, I just tried it for this one and I got the 30 days free, but you know, we've been paying it for 4 or 5 months. So yeah, I go in and get those out, so to speak, looking at little things like that. And for us, it's like, hey, $15 here, $20 here, whatever there, it all adds up.
Oh yeah.
Because it's the first time we did that, I think we saved like $800 a month just from looking at ways to reduce the expenses. And I was curious, is there other ways that you encourage your clients to look at that?
Yeah. And that's one of the first steps, is really just analyzing where is the money going, right? You got to have this base where you're starting from, right? And that's a big thing for people, is that they don't recognize where all the money's going. So when you actually just sit down and say, okay, what did I spend over the last couple of months and where did it go? People are usually shocked. They're like, oh, I thought I spent way more on food than I am. Or the opposite. Oh, I didn't even realize I had all these subscriptions that I was paying for. So that's the first step, is just recognizing, hey, where am I spending? But again, like anything, the more that you focus on this, the better you're going to do. So you've got to be checking your accounts. You've got to be checking in, see what's going on, and making sure that you try as best you can to make it a fun thing to look at the numbers at the end of the month too and see how you did. Because if you never step on the scale, you don't know how you're doing, right? If you never measure your pants or your leg size after you're, you know, working out, if you don't check your results, you can't judge how you're doing, right? So you do have to spend some time doing that. So as much as you can, make it something fun around that, right? Maybe go out for dinner and do the budget check-in with your partner, right? Whatever that looks like, to make it a little bit more fun, but you have to do it. So,
okay. Everybody goes through the shiny object syndrome. It's just, all of us have that.
Yeah.
What is it and how can we avoid it?
Yeah. Well, it's really just that there's so many things that are vying for our attention, right? You can go on social media and they're like, buy this. You want to be a better person? You should be doing this. If you have a business, it's even worse. You want to 10X your business? You better come spend $20,000 on my course, right? There's always something that's telling you, this is how you're going to be better. This is how you're going to feel better. This is going to make you more successful in life. And so it's just really recognizing again, like, what is actually important to me and what are my goals, and trying not to be distracted by all of the things vying for our attention.
Okay. Yeah. I love that shiny object syndrome. I mean, we do it and business all the time when somebody comes in with this new program that you think it's going to make the future work, and then you spend the money and you realize, why did I do that? And it's just like buying the wrong piece of candy. Rush your teeth. So my understanding is you're a real estate investor and you're also one of the top performing realtors there. I'd like to just tell us, what's the real estate market like in Canada? Has it changed? Is it like some of that in the States?
Yeah, so I think that our markets are quite similar. And the other thing to consider is that they're also very specific to where you live, right? And so you can have a city where there's different neighborhoods, even the markets are different, right? So real estate's very specific. However, in general, we tend to follow the same trends as you. So our inflation rates are about the same. Our interest rates are about the same. It's just sort of how we are because we're long lost cousins, our countries, right? But, you know, we have issues just like you in cities where, you know, there's lack of affordable housing and our government is trying to rectify and figure out how to create more housing. And I think across the states in general, it's sort of the same idea. But in our local market, we're in the prairies, so just above North Dakota and Minnesota. So we're kind of the quieter, slow and steady is our market. So we don't have huge ups and downs. So during COVID, the markets were hot because there wasn't enough inventory. And we're starting to sort of get that same thing. So even though our interest rates right now here are about 5%, we're still finding that the market is starting to really heat up and we're having multiple offers and all of that again. I think people have just gotten used to where it's at. And again, there's still a lot of people who want to own homes, right? It's kind of that, we call it the American dream, even though we're not in America, but you know, people still want to own a home. They still want to raise a family in a home. They want to see their equity grow. And a lot of people, that's a big part of their retirement is selling the house eventually and living off that money, right? Definitely, we're having a active market right now.
Candace, if people would like to get in touch with you to engage you for your money coach or get help with you from the real estate standpoint, how do they go about getting in touch with you?
My brand for real estate and money coaching is investorsmarts.ca. CA is for Canada. So investorsmarts.ca.
You heard that, everybody? Investorsmarts.ca for Canada. Candace, I want to thank you for joining today. This is wonderful. It's nice to hear that Canadian accent a little bit there because that's where my relative's from. And as soon as my mom starts hearing that, she starts saying the word A after everything. With that, I want to thank you for joining us here on Saving with Steve. And hopefully we'll have you back soon. Thank you so much. We'll be right back with some more Saving with Steve in a few moments.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve show on UK Health Radio.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Start your day the right way with Revive Active's range of super supplements and get the most out of life. Take one power-packed sachet, mix with water, and enjoy a super tasty health drink at work, at home, or on the go. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to optimize your health and well-being to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, and more. No filler, no stimulants, no artificial colors or preservatives, just the right mix of vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and hero ingredients to help you put back what life takes out. Try our 7-day or 30-day boxes and use code UKRADIO to get a free supplement shaker. Revive Active, super supplements for a super you.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living, a people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.Health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world. And hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.Health, reconnecting people and plants.
Once upon a time, human slavery was just a fact of life. Right now, animal abuse is often considered normal. In time, it won't be. Animal Aid campaigns peacefully against all forms of animal abuse and promotes cruelty-free living.
Check out animalaid.org.uk. It's time for a kinder world.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton, on UK Health Radio.
Hey, welcome back to the Saving with Steve show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money. We talked to Candace Bakke-Friesen. She was wonderful about how to help budgeting. She talked about real estate in Canada. It was just outstanding. We're lucky to have her today. Now, one of the big things we want to talk about is how to update your budget with this inflationary period. In fact, inflation's horrible. As I said before, we've seen almost an 18.5% increase in 3 years in our cost of living. If you happen to be in Europe or England or Canada, it's even more. Wallet, you know, gets stretched thinner and thinner every day. You're probably in the middle of it right now. In fact, research says 1 in 3 and 4 Americans have noticed a rise in prices. 85% of people surveyed feel that their money just doesn't buy as much because it's inflation. Okay. How do we adjust our budget for inflation? First of all, it's important you actually have a budget. Okay. So if you don't, set one up. And this includes doing those things like, you know, mortgage, taxes, interest, utilities, gas. That means your gas for your car. That means everything that goes along with you spending every single cent. And secondly, you want to start taking a look at what's called a zero-based budget. And when you take a look at a zero-based budget, what you're doing is you're giving every dollar that you're spending a job. So if that job's to save for a vacation for 3 years down the road or 6 months or whatever it is, you're putting money in there. There's an account. That's a budget item. If you're saving for future taxes or an emergency fund, okay, you have a job for that. So you want to assign every single dollar you receive a job for the month. That's called zero-based budgeting, because then you don't have anything left over because it's all going to where it's supposed to. Okay. Now, if you're tracking this, you do want to track it on a monthly basis and review what you're spending. First of all, when you review your spending, you want to look at everything you're spending on. Okay. So if you realize you're going into your debit card or your credit card, and there you go, you got the 3 or 4 or 5 different streaming apps and you're only actually on 2, get rid of the other 3. If you got a meal delivery service, hey, get rid of it. If you've got some other gym membership or Jazzercise or whatever it is that you're not using, get rid of it. Okay. So you can cut it that way. But the big thing about the spending here is this: every little bit counts. If it's $5 here, $10 here, $20 here, $30 here, $100, and so on, it keeps adding up. All right. Find ways to save. I'm not saying do anything different than what you're doing, but do it for less money. So that means a cell phone plan. You know what? When we first cut our cell phone plan, we were spending about $300 a month. Now we're down to about $185 a month. We're just on a different network and we're getting the same service. We don't have any problems, anything like that. It just saves us a whole bunch of money. Second, cable bills, streaming services. Do you need them all? We had a regular phone, but we just went to the internet and kept our cell phones. The only people were calling our house anyways were slitters trying to sell us stuff. So we just cut off the landline. That saved us money. We only went to an internet service. We went from a very large bill down to one that was about $125 a month. Very, you know, it's less. When we started looking at food, we realized that if we bought the packaged salads, they were $5 a piece, but we can buy romaine lettuce, we can buy spinach, nuts, croutons, cheese, and the salad dressing. We can buy all those things. And basically, if we're going through a salad a night, which is $25 a week or $5 a night, $150 a month, we could spend $50 a month buying and making our own salads. Things that are canned cost more than things that are not. So think about that. Plus, you get better nutrients. And we find out that other things are less expensive when we make healthier. But more importantly, we save money on the food. And the eating out's a biggie. You know, eating out includes going for the coffee shops, you know, going to the in and, you know, going through the drive-throughs and stuff like that. Hey, If you bring in lunch, you get better nutrients. You're not as weighed down. You have less weight added to your body. But more importantly, you could reduce the amount of spending that you have. Now, earn some extra money. Nothing wrong with a side gig. Many people drive for Uber, Lyft, or many other places that make $500-$700 a month to help. Next, shop around. We talked about that before. There's nothing wrong also with adjusting your budget line. Sometimes expenses will go up because you got medical expenses. Adjust the budget lines. Make sure it goes into the right place. And the last thing that's most important, track your transactions. If you keep tracking your transactions, you're going to be able to stay on pace. But more importantly, you want to set some goals. Hey, I want to be here. I want to reduce this by this much. I had one couple we helped with this, and they hadn't been on a vacation in 5 years. And we showed them where they can go to find and plan for a vacation, but we also showed them how they can just give money a job. And 6 months later, they were able to take their whole family on vacation, the first one in 5 years, and now they go to two every single year because they plan for it. And they're not wasting money. So you could do this too. This is one of those wonderful ways that you can update your budget to adjust for inflation.
Thank you for joining us on the Saving with Steve Show, hosted by Steve Sexton on UK Health Radio. To learn more about the show and how to become a guest or sponsor, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us. Join us again next time as we continue to talk about everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happier relationship with money. This has been the Saving with Steve Show, hosted by Steve Sexton on UK Health Radio.